The Regional and Local Authorities Program is proudly brought to you by Konrad Adenauer Stiftung Namibia.
A very good afternoon to all our listeners. I am Lucas Kaluapa Katenda, and I will bring you our favorite weekly program on the preparedness for the elections in Namibia. And that being said, the program, as indicated in intro, is sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Foundation, brought to you by Eagle FM. I'm your host and the presenter, and I will be here for the next 2 hours almost or so. We will speak in both languages. I will speak in Oshwambo and in English, and then in Oshwambo, so that we can have a live conversation again. I hope now our listeners will remember where we have been. We have tackled so much of the basis of the regional councils issue, especially in the regional councils Act number 22 of 1992, which gave us the basis on why we have to be concerned about the regional and the councillors, regional councillors and local councillors election. So I hope by this time we remember so much that the basis, the legal basis, it is both constitutional basis, and then it is also the legal basis in terms of the act itself for the regional councils, and then for the local authorities we will speak in the coming month. For now, I am going to concentrate. We looked at the constitution, and we looked at the powers that be, and the functions that are associated with the regional councils. Why do we need councillors? What qualifications should they have? And then I also just think, what are the expectations of the local population on the regional councils? So in the studio today, I have visitors, young people, who I don't know how many times they have voted. I voted for the first time in 1994. I was still young in 1994. For the first time I voted in 1999, and I have been voting ever since. I have never skipped voting, both for councillors and for the national assembly and presidential election. I voted in 1999. Elections and subsequent regional councils. In 2004 and 5, I did the same. In 2009 and 10, in 2014 and 15, in 2019 and 20, now in 2024, I did, and I will vote again in 25 for the regional councils. So I have never skipped elections, if you know what I mean. But that being said, I would like to give you the chance to introduce yourself, tell us your names, who you are, what are you doing, and also to tell us about your views on election in general. Hano hai kanja omito, ndiri mo studio no anyasha wili wabadi, ya Ovo inaishi vakucho vahoro la runga pipaife. Amo ndafanga nendahoro likanto ihapusha. Asho ndahoro la mumiro ngongoi nongoi. Ya handi horo la harimo. Mo mawe avali nahne. No mawe avali nongoi. No mawe avali nongo nahne. No mawe avali nongo nongoi. No mawe avali nongo nongoi. No mawe avali nongo nongoi. Pesho po ndahoro lapo. general alusha o cancel haka shikula ko dura shikula na onda horo lango ngini horo ni horo na sinde amo duka amo horo lango cancel wa munyomo ya pa fasi onda hala ne dimpo mito mu popiengo kuja onyoriri ya torito ngongo ne kedina loye na puli no ironga iho longo ilo uliketo ndilo sike ya no kucho wa horo le nale ili no horo la nale na si masisho mahoro ushuri te konga ipipa mwatu tamu kengane na ndatipo ya ndatipo na pembako de totulombwele kucha pembako lela lela totulombwele kucha ove liedi.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Erastes. Ndatipo is the well-known, more especially at my village. I come from Oambungu village, just in Ongwadiva constituency, or you can say Onamtai village. That's where I came from. And yeah, I'm a theology student. I studied at NETS, Namibia Evangelical Theological Seminary. I know it's not that common in Windhoek, even because if you tell the taxi driver to take you to NETS, they will take you to NAST. It's not NAST, it's NETS.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It means you are a Bible student, you are studying to work in the church or in the ministry of the church. And have you been voting?
Yes. If I'm not mistaken, I voted twice now.
Yeah.
I voted twice.
In your life.
In my lifetime.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah. It's at least the second time. We are veterans in voting. There are people who have been voting since 1989, 1994. I missed those. I was too young to do so. But in 1999, I started voting and have never looked back. Why do you think it's important to vote, especially for the president, for the National Assembly, and now for the councillor of the constituency? And then now you've been in Windhoek for the past 3 years. Why do we vote for the local authorities? You have tested the services in Windhoek, water, electricity, roads, and all kinds of things. Why do you think we need to vote?
Firstly, let me just start with the presidential elections. Why do I go and vote for my president? So I believe these are the people that are representing us, in many terms, financial terms. If we find ourselves in drought relief, these are the people that can go out there and talk and discuss about our scarcity. So for me, I believe I vote not really that these people are taking all the problems we have in the country, but at least they are helping where it's needed. They can help in terms of employment, more especially to government recruits. You cannot just get employed in a government without these things. It has to pass through the office of the president and all that. So, and because I'm from the rural area and where we are mostly as represented by the councillors, and at the rural area, when I vote for someone who also to represent me, to say, okay, because for me, my voice, I cannot just stood up and go straight to the office of the president or the minister complaining about the problem in my village or constituency. I vote for these people so that my voice can be heard through my councillor or through, we also vote for headmans now. So I vote so that my voice can be heard through those representatives. So, and I think it has been quite good voting someone that you trust, but it won't give you all that you want. So, yeah.
Thank you. So it is about representation. It's what you have said.
Yeah.
We cannot all rule at the same time. We cannot all be in government at the same time. but we need representatives. Today I'm going to talk about the type of representatives we need, the needs that are there, and the strategy that these representatives need to do in order to tie their intervention to the needs of the society. That Samuel, in the whole of 89, in the whole of 94, in the whole of 99. Possibly, wahola shimbaro tete pamwe me 2004. Dengishina mongo wahola. But in the mongo, orio.
Yeah,
hello. Yeah, pafenge we hene po pemba koloi lewe hene pemba koloi po. Yeah, please tell us your name. Tulombo le dina loye to dupo tuwa mshuambo.
Yeah, hello. Oh, dahala kupandulo mitwei. Ame Samuel Sawapala Aishonga. Oh, nda dalelwa nondaja kwa makango ahangalo kwa nyama. Aye, o ngetashia po kuholola o ndaholola lu balinga hapa ife. Ya nonduti tene kucha okuholola oshafimana otuna kuholola ovaleli vetu kalelepo. O shashita sisiva nienge no keshe umu hadule kulela nde ono kunango kuyapo aholorwa ko siwana akalelepo siwana o shasho siwana epangelo na epangelo asike opakalela po siwana ya okutwala emumbwe do siwana kepangelo no kupilikina yova nokucha otavalumbunga elipi o ingano kenele odo do komikunda ile omedolopa. Ungene o ndiweto shafimana opotu dule kukala hatuolo la valeri vetu o opo vetu kalelepo mendodo no moimungu longa ngetashia moini maepangelo.
Yeah. So ngenge netashu yako kansela. Kansela wenta kongai. Asimoshuano tunano areli ya bamshulwa kalo kansela amalenga o kansela ari fa traditional kansela original la bolo ka bela wano akuna nana headman yo chige ya headman yo isenga sha itebe poko ba hibu kolon ya baifa kuti no valeri o bamshulwa kalo ya no malenga ne ilo o wane tarelo mikunda hapo cho veno mikunda. Yeah, well, I'm a bit of a book. When you watch him, I see the last finish. Yeah, only the cat to Waco. Yeah, you know, a hamban, eh? Ask what to Napo can sell. Ah, horror. When you are sharing here to our lady, eh? Your venus and no Miss Rocal. Mommy's Rocal law. Over no hour, Ramoma Patavo, Gasum, a hamba, do Ramoma Patavo, yeah, do Rocacoshua. I do my patalago, as you are a city was. Yeah, I will have to a whole lot of love. Who can say the world did take my position up one for some?
Yalo, oh, can say la on the wood take a kucha over Nuava, Vacalelapo, Epangelo, Moshuan. No sinakuani for Savo, Oku, Kala on Gova Pia. Vadule kutala no kutwala emumbwe doshiwana kepangelo. Nando ndisisi epangelo italidulu kusolvinga e problema disye pefimbori mwalike. Asike kansela o sinakuanifuashayo kupilikina aso siwana. Tashikeme ilo siwana kuchosiri mupta kadi ulingalipi. Nichene nando kulipamwe o vanu po community o po kavena nande skola ya o vanu havadi kokule no kokule tavaka konga e skola ungeneo sinakuwa nifwa ilo omesho wa kansela ongo omesho epangelo uhotadulu ne kutunga koshuana, kucha otuhala utupire ke pangelo, uduleo o kuke kutukuila kukucha, utuno mumbwe yo skola, ilo tuno mumbwe yo shpangelo po nkunda wetu, ilo tunayo mumbwe yo mewa. Ngene o kansela, o vapia voshuana. Ya, nomo mitwei, o ndahala ne ku talanga si o ilonga o kansela kucha, penasili o kansela ava udite kucha shushili o kulilepo o shiwana no kuli o matwi epangelo no shiwana. O penango kansela o tadalongo, ahalongo shushili o sinakuwa nifuasa ya udite kucha yompia o shiwana o pefimbu apanda halango kupandula. Ya, o ndahala kupandula kansela tate mpetami kukachali. O eudite kucha shoshili o kansela no kulio mpia oshiwana na emwene elufana kucha mpia oshiwana. Eno shoshili mpia oshiwana shashi. O kwa hatale mumbwe doshiwana shae ta shoshisho. O nde ta dulu kutala kucha oshiwana asho. O tesimone no makwa fonga alipi. Ngingano kupitila mepangelo, ilo kupitila ngone vali nande o mosike mo kukongo makwa fo mo ikondo yopu mwene. O tohala kupandula o kansela vataba ningingaha, ongo si openenu anga sindayanja, si openenu asatate kansela petami.
Good. Ndatipo, do you have a specific example of the councillors? We have had Honorable Councillor Joseph Mpetami. He has been the voice, really, of his constituency. And he's also gifted in terms of eloquency, and he speaks clearly the language of his people. Not that other councillors are not doing the same, but he has been by far being more prominent in terms of being the voice of the people. What do you think?
Currently, cannot. I don't want to lie. Yeah. I cannot tell you anyone.
Yeah.
I've never seen an active counselor in terms of serving or service. So, yeah, but I'm hoping for. For these coming elections, I'm hoping that we'll have active and people that are capable and people that are qualified for those positions.
Very true. I hope councillors are listening and community members are listening. So I think no, otahara pari o akashwa na we shikucha o councillor wetu nando tapopi ai o councillor wetu. Ya, ungene, aika anjangane o etalemo, I will be doing an introduction to some of these things, and I will read some of the key words in English, but I will only then be able to do interpretation later on in the program. I will do the program flow in one language at a time, and then I will interpret it, and then thereafter we'll have a conversation. I will do as quick as possible so that you can have enough time to share your views and to ask your questions and also to open the line for members of the public to call in. But before we do that, let us just...
Before we continue, we will just pick up the marketplace. But since my mic was off, I was just saying that thank you for sharing your views about what you know about the regional councils or leaders that are elected, how you know them, and what your expectations. But I will now do the introduction, a very thorough introduction, in terms of the effective way of governing and the ruling institutions, especially government institutions or government departments, and what is expected. Because the Regional Councils Act just as the constitution is, does not give us the exact qualifications. It will just tell you must be a Namibian, you must be obviously 21, constitutionally 21 years and above, and then you must be registered a voter, and you must be a resident in that constituency. That's all they are saying. Constitution says so, the law says so. It doesn't tell us what are the qualifications do we need. And obviously, this is left to the community to discern, and the political parties to give us the right people. In other words, the political parties must look among their ranks and files and pick the appropriate candidate for the appropriate constituency. Because constituents are not the same. The facilities in the constituencies are not the same. And I truly believe that we cannot say we need a person with a diploma in education. Maybe we don't have so much education in our constituency. But imagine, for instance, you have the Ongwediva constituency. How many schools are there in Ongwediva constituency? Possibly Ongwediva and constituency in Oshakati, urban and east. I mean, urban Shakati East and Shakati West, rather. Ndangwa, urban and rural, those type of constituencies. But Ongwediva is more important because where is the Thikepunyepo Harbor Campus? Ongwediva. Where is Jose Eduardo dos Santos Campus? Ongwediva. Where is IUM? Ongwediva is Mwispandeka Secondary School. Ongwediva. GT. Ongwediva. Where is all these schools? Ongwediva SP, Asiana, Valombola, all these important institutions, you find them in the Ongwediva constituency. What does it mean for the Ongwediva constituency? If you come to Windhoek, you have Windhoek West, you have Windhoek East, you have Windhoek West, you have Windhoek East is where you have all these government people. Most of them, their homes are in this constituency. The people who are literate, highly literate, people who are leading captain of industries, leading industrial communities of our people, leading the government. What does it mean? Windhoek West, where you have institutions as UNAM, NAST, IUM, and all this, and in other constituents where you have hospitals, and you have constituents where you have rural people, people who are in the informal settlements. What does it mean? Do we need people of the same qualifications? Not at all. But then how do we know who fits where? Yeah, those are some of the things that we do not have answers for, but we will need a person who understands the dynamics of that constituency. Very, very important. But I will be speaking some of the scholars who have given ideas of what it means, the effective way of governing government bodies or institutions. Not just government institutions, but also other institutions. So, local authorities are like the municipalities, the cities, the town councils. The city of Windhoek is something else. Swakop and Walvis Bay are something else, Oshwarongo and others. But we also have the town councils, like those smaller. What does it mean? Now we go to the marketplace, and I will be back soon.
When connectivity and uptime are everything, only Namibia's most advanced data center will do. The Armada Data Center is a Tier 3 by design, certified PCI DSS registered operation, designed to be the most connected and reliable center in the entire country to host your business. Robust security, diverse connections and true AB power ensures unrivaled infrastructure, while our business continuity facilities offer a co-location experience like no other. Visit armada.piratas.africa to find out more.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, Simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Right, so now our program or our discussion for today will kick off in the following manner. We know that regional and local governments are the operations that are directly affecting the daily existence and experiences of the quality of life we perceive to live or to have within our communities. Okay? No local or regional government deserves, nor should its citizens tolerate, any governing body or and elected and appointed officials who don't exhibit extraordinary in effectiveness, integrity, competence in leading their community's public institution. I hope you understand here. When we are talking about that, the community must not tolerate at all any governing body, any elected official or appointed official paid to do this work, but this person does not exhibit, does not demonstrate, does not indicate, does not show the extraordinary effectiveness. To be effective is to say you are doing something that is impactful. Okay? You do something that is impactful. You are a regional councillor. You must do your work that people will not forget you. This is the view of Samuel here, that he's inspired by the work done by Councillor Joseph Mpetami, for instance, or other councillors who may be doing similar work, who may be active in the same way or in a different way. We cannot expect all the councillors to play the same, as I have said. They cannot be the same. The needs in the communities are not the same. And the needs that the incumbent councillor solves will be solved. And the successor may have different needs. And therefore, the successor will need different qualities, skills, and experiences, and will address different things, although maybe similar. So if a councillor built a community center at a particular community, I don't expect the successor to build the community center, because that community center is built already. So what should this councillor do? It's probably to find out the best way how to utilize the community center that was established by the predecessor. And I remember speaking about succession in politics. In politics, we have a temptation to do something different from the previous person, so that we show that we are not them, we are something else. And sometimes politicians come into the role and undo everything that was done by the predecessor, and they will start to reinvent the wheel, and this will delay the progress, rather than building on what the other person has started. So, but nevertheless, what we need is somebody with extraordinary effective. You do something and the impact will be felt. So you do something with integrity, knowing it will last forever. And you must have the competence. You must be able to do these things. When we say competence, we mean you are able to do the work. An incompetent person cannot be appointed to lead an institution, because the institution will be stagnant. Yeah, incompetent people are those who cannot read the policy, they cannot interpret the policy guideline, they cannot initiate ideas, they are not creative, they cannot bring anything to the table that is so tangible. We call them incompetent people. They can't even read the document and understand it, let alone to interpret it. So we need people with competence
in order to lead public institutions. I think I agree with this scholar, Mr. Carl H. New. He came up with these habits of effective governing bodies, both local and regional. Okay. Now, there was another person called Thomas Cronin who recognized authority on public policy, and who is recognized on his view on public policy, rather. And he defines leadership as, very interesting, leadership is making things happen. Okay? That might not otherwise happen. So you bring something into existence. Yeah? If somebody asks you, who is the best leader in the whole world? If you are a Christian, we will say it's who? God himself. He brought things out of nothing. Something that might not have happened, you bring it into existence. So leadership is what? It's when you are able to make things happen when it was very clear these things cannot happen unless you brought them. That's leadership. Leadership is not just to lead from the front, as they say. Leading people to influence the following, or people following you. Okay, those are other definitions. But this definition catches my eyes and my mind, that leadership is to make things happen when there was nobody else who could make this thing happen, or these things could not have happened had you not intervened. That's leadership. And I always say, if you look at the liberation of Africa, the liberation of Africa comes from people who thought something must happen. Something must happen. They started the liberation movements. As you know, here at home, we have SWANU, we have SWAPO, we have ANC in South Africa, we have MPLA in Angola, and the others like UNITA and FNLA. They were all liberation movements, although differ in ideology, and chosen different allies. And depending on which ally you were, is what makes you whether effective or not effective. But that's a debate of another day. Now, you look at UNIP in Zambia, Chama Cha Mapinduzi in Tanzania, as they say, TANU, Tanzania African National Union, but now they just say Chama Cha Mapinduzi, and others. In South Africa, it's not just ANC, but also PAC and others. Pan-African Congress or the Communist Party of South Africa, those type of groups. They were all liberation movements. Now, who made these things happen? They were people. People made things happen. Here, the late President Sam Nujoma, may he soul rest in peace, led people in exile. He didn't call people, oh, come to me in exile. He didn't say that. But the movement, the decision he took to go, and the people say, let me also go, let me also go. And then people found themselves just going in exile without being invited. It's to make things happen when nobody else was going to make it happen. That's leadership. So what does it mean? To the regional councillor, to the local councillor, to any leader in the civil society, in the non-governmental organization, faith-based organizations such as the church, religious institutions, what is it that must be done? Which, if you have not done it, nobody is going to do it. That's leadership. I hope you understand. And it means that and the preventing things from happening that ordinarily might happen. You must bring things into existence, and you must remove things out of existence. An example, colonialism and apartheid was something in existence. Ordinarily, it was a segregation system, black people differently, white people differently treated. Now, somebody brought something into existence, liberation movement. We don't need apartheid. We don't need colonialism. We don't need racial discrimination. Let us do away with it. Somebody stood up and brought something into existence. Then at the same time, this person prevented something that was always happening from occurring again. That's why we don't have apartheid anymore. Or colonialism is because somebody has done away with it. It comes down to leadership. So leadership is not just when you are followed by people. It's when you are able to say, okay, there is a small boy in our village. He is very clever. He is from a little house. We know the parents are dead, the grandmother only. You must be able to pick up this boy or this girl and send them to the best school. Guide them, provide them with counseling, provide them with resources, and so on. What are you doing? You are creating something that will not happen if you didn't do it. And then by so doing, you have removed what? Ordinarily, the poverty. Ordinarily, something that would have engulfed this person. Maybe alcoholism. Maybe drugs. Maybe abuse by the world. This person, you have empowered the person. I strongly believe in that narrative of empowering people. And when I empower you, I expect you to empower others. I don't expect you to compete, but I expect you to empower others. Because this is what leadership is all about. And now think, as I talk about these things, councillors must listen, community members must listen, political parties must listen, because at the end of the day, they will give us candidates. And these candidates need to be the candidates of quality who can exhibit things like this. Because it makes a whole lot of sense. Okay? It is a process of getting people together to achieve common goals. Leadership is a people, is bringing people together. It's not to people to follow you. For this person, leadership is not to be followed. Leadership is to bring people together. There are some leaders who think I'm a leader because people are following me. Leadership is not to be followed. Leadership is to empower people. Leadership is to bring people together, to reason together. You remember when God says in Isaiah, let us reason together. Let us come and reason together. Let us be together and have conversation, have debate. Bring people together. That's leadership. Don't exclude people. Leadership, unfortunately, does not exclude people. And the politics in Africa has polarized so much that it's exclusive. It excludes this one. It excludes that one. And even a leader was very effective becomes useless because he or she is forced by the politics of his or her party to be exclusive. And the more you are exclusive, the more you lose the credibility and the trust of the society. Because people will never think, nor will they act in the very same way. So what we are saying here is we need leaders who can bring people together. And the purpose is achieving common goals. Achieving what? Common goals. What's the common goal? You have to design it. What's the common goal of our constituents? Maybe you can say, okay, in the constituents where people have arable land, lot of water, lot of fertile fields, okay? Majority of the constituencies in the north, northeast, and that is the Kavango, that's the Zambezi, that is north central now, and northwest, the Kunene, you have the rivers, you have this land, you go to communities in Omaheke, it's farming, and Osodonjupa, and then you go to Karas, lots of mining activities, and also a bit of commercial farming there. How do we empower the people? How do we empower people to see, okay, here is agriculture, here is animal husbandry, here is aquaculture, because we have a lot of water. This is where you keep the fish, and so on and so forth. What is it? What's the common goal of our constituency? Most of the community members, you ask them, what is your common goal of your constituency? They don't know, because the councillor doesn't tell them. I'm also here in Windhoek. I reside in one of the constituencies here. You reside in one of them. Do you know the common goal for the regional council? But you know the common goal of the church, isn't it? Because it is repeated over and over again. Even if we find ways to shorten them or him, to know Christ, to make him known, God's word above all things, to proclaim God's word to the nations, or to make disciples of all nations, the goal is very clear, because the church's vision is to make sure people have received the salvation of their souls. Now, what is it that, as a regional councillor, you must have as a Bible and as a statement that you can live with your people, so that the incoming councillor can then come on and build on that one, revisit the vision, revisit the mission statement, restating the goals that, okay, my predecessor said we must be a constituency which is that's the vision, isn't it? In other words, I want a regional councillor who comes up and say, I want to lead the constituency, and I want to see my people at the end of my tenure. Just like you as a lecturer in class or a teacher in class. You don't come to class and you have no objectives, or what we call learning objectives. At the end of the whole semester, at the end of the year, at the end of the class, at least my people should know 1, 2, 3 things. Okay? The counselor, local or regional, must be able to say, at the end of my tenure, certain people who are in grade 12, I must see them out at the university level. People who are this, who are very clever, who are working very hard, disciplined at home, I want to send them. Others, yes, I will send them, but I want to pick specific children. Maybe you have a fund that you cannot fund everybody, or maybe I want to fund the most dull student, the student who need to be pushed. Let me now push them. At the end of the day, even if we say they have a hard mind, we will push them, and at the end of the day, these students or learners will be able to make a meaningful contribution out of their education. So whatever objective you have, you must try that. I personally believe in practical myself. I believe to be practical. I don't boast so much of I have done this, but I take it serious what I am doing and what I have done. I know it, even if I am not saying it. And I expect people to adopt the similar values, to be practical. Less talk, more practice. Okay? Don't just say, oh, we need to send the people to school. Send them. Don't just say, let us send. Send people to school. Okay? When you send, then I know you are doing something. Okay, so that's what we say, common what? Goals and aspirations. Leadership is a process that helps people transform intentions into positive actions. I just said so. You must not have just intentions. I want to have a PhD. You must not have a PhD. You must not want to have a PhD. You must have it. You must study towards it. I want a diploma. Study towards the diploma. Don't just say, I want a diploma. You will not get it by saying it. I want to have pastors who are well trained. Train them. do as much as you can. Yeah. And by training them, you also not just going, oh, I'm training you, I'm training you, I'm training you, I'm training you. That's not how you go about. That's what I'm saying. If you have intentions, actions, positive actions. Okay. And it is, turn the vision into the reality. Do you know what a vision is? What is the vision of our NETS, for instance? To see the transformed society, whatever it is. That statement, you have it on the flyer, I saw it. The vision is there. Now, turn that vision into the reality. We must now see the people transformed by God's grace. How do we see them? We see them how they look in their families, yeah? How they take family serious, personal self-care, staying away from harmful things such as alcoholism, drug use, reckless sexual practice. They keep themselves away from these things because they are transformed by God's grace. And that's what transformation. Don't just say it. Leave it. And that's the most difficult part. Very difficult, especially if you are a regional counselor. You want to see your community out of poverty. Okay, that's a vision. You can say that if you want. My vision in our constituency, poverty free. That's the vision. I want to see poverty free people. Okay? We don't want just you to say poverty free. We want you to tell us, this person is poverty free. That person is poverty free. That person is poverty free. And give us their story. This is how I found them. And this is what they are now. This is how I found them. This is what they are now. This is what we need to say. We do this a lot in the church, isn't it? With the testimony in the church. Because the church exists to help one another. Most of the people who are properly helped by the church, they will speak of the church highly. And there are people in this society, in this country, who were helped by the church. And it's very hard for them, for me, to tell them the church is not what, they will not accept it. Because they will always say, I remember having a conversation with that Joel Kapanda, the former Minister of Information. There was a missionary who died at in America, but he worked at Odibo. So they made sure people from Ukwaludhi, who went to school at Odibo, they made sure they went to attend the memorial service that was organized for such a person. And I'm now teasing them that how can you go if you have nobody to accompany you? You need this kind of teasing them. And then say, no, we have to go. This man made us who we are. So that was a vision into reality. The reason why we are today speaking English, leading communities, and so on, knowing the outside world, participating in the church in the liberation struggle, is because of Shannon Mallory. So that was a vision into action and into reality. So we need leaders who can turn visions into reality. Funny enough, some of our counselors don't even have visions. And the political parties and the community members, those who want to become independent candidates, they must have visions. And not just a vision. The vision must be translated into reality, the intentions into actions. If a person has got no vision, do you think they can turn things into reality? Doing things haphazardly, accidentally. Oh, I must send someone to school. But you don't have a strategy in your mind that at the end of my 5 years term, I would have sent certain people to school. Let me finish this paragraph. Then we can talk more about that in that people. So, quality of leadership effectiveness demonstrated by a governing body and its ability to be highly effective are not attributes bestowed upon it by swearing in ceremony. It's not about the swearing in ceremony. Oh, we are going to consecrate a bishop soon. It's not the ceremony that makes a person a leader. Do you agree? As Reformed theologians, we know that. It's not the ceremony that we are going to have. The ceremony is essential. It's important, but not very important. Okay? What will be important is when we see actions carried out by this office. Some people end their activities with the ceremonies, swearing in, and they start celebrating each other. Oh, I have achieved now. For majority of our people, when they are elected as a councillor, it's an achievement. When they are elected as a bishop, oh, their achievement. When they become a minister, oh, it's a biggest achievement. And people are celebrating and dancing because they have achieved something in their family is now going to have a lot of things. Yeah? This is the mindset of Africa. But leadership, my friends, has nothing to do with that. Leadership has to do with self-sacrifice and leading your people and finding means and ways to empower your people, sometimes at your expense, sometimes at your expense in many ways. You don't sleep, you listen to them and so on. You were listening to me speaking to people in the, as we were coming, people asking for counseling. Where can I bring the counseling? This person needs counseling, that person needs counseling. And as I came in studio, another message came. I need to speak to you. This is counseling. Okay? What does it mean? You have to listen to people. Very important. You have to serve the people. That's leadership. So it's not about the ceremonies. We must not celebrate and dance and say, oh, we have achieved. It's not about achievement. It's about what you can do for your people. They are the results of discipline, adherence to fundamental principles and skills characterized highly effective governing bodies. It's a fundamental principle and skill which you demonstrate. You adhere to them. Yeah, and there are now these 10 habits that I will be talking throughout. And the first habit that was, these are habits that people, this person did the study, did the survey, go to cities, to different cities around the world or different regions around the world and ask people, what do they need in a regional and a local councillor? And they say, we need someone who can think and act strategically. That's number one. Think using your brain and act strategically. And I will mention some few things here. A governing body's primary. A governing body can be now a local council or regional council or parliament or executive or a church council or a sports club or business something or non-governmental, any body that governs, primary responsibility is not to make policy of what to do or the policy for people to follow. Or thumbs up or thumbs down on the agenda. It is to determine, in other words, the policy, the responsibility of the governing council, might be the regional council in this case, in the local council in this case, is not about to design things and ask people to follow them daily. But it is something different. We'll go to the marketplace and we'll come back.
This Africa Day, ShopRite is bringing you the lowest prices to celebrate. Save with great deals on all your local favorites and more, like 2-liter Pepsi, Mirinda, Mountain Dew or 7-Up soft drinks. 3 for only 35 Namibian dollars. And 4 kg Real Good Chicken IQF mixed portions for just 178 Namibian dollars 99. Celebrate Africa Day with these massive savings. Valid till 25 May 2025. Only at ShopRite. Lower prices you can trust. Always.
Right. Now, before I open the conversation with you, Ndatipo, of the things we have picked up in Samuel, Allow me now to talk just a bit about thinking strategically and summarize a bit in the Oshwambo language. And then we will start talking, because I know there are some people who may want to call in the program. My brother Tate Jonas Haufiko, I hope you are listening. Yeah, haika ya mungu mshuwa mpoko ume. De na vetoke ya mungu utupena na oshowa dila dila. But allow me to finish now. We say, thinking and act strategically, hakufane kela orano. Don't commit things to people. Do this, do this, do this. No. It is to determine and achieve citizens' desires for the community's future. And that's very important. Mm-hmm. Leadership in the regional council, in the local council, is the future. The desire obviously have effect now, but in the future. In the future. Leadership is very futuristic. Governing bodies and their administrative teams must accept responsibility for the shaping of the future of the community by expanding their mental horizons to identify and meet the challenges that must be addressed through decisive leadership goals for the attainment of that future. And I said, leadership is a person who understands the future needs. Going 50 years from now, in thinking what must happen in the next 50 years. There are leaders in this country. Let me be frank and be brutal. There are leadership, people in leadership in Namibia who don't know in their wildest dreams. They never thought there would be people like Job Ampanda in Namibia. But Job was here. Was born here, grew up here, but they never saw him coming. They were never in future. There are leaders who didn't see Bernardo Swartboy coming as a leader of opposition in parliament. They have not seen that. And they will keep asking, why do we have this opposition? They have not seen it coming. Needless to talk about some of their peers in terms of age. Let me just talk about the young ones. They have never expected this, because they were never in the future to see what the future made 30 years from now. Is it going to be business as usual? And I remember at one point I'm saying, if we are not leading and empowering the young people and give them something to do, they will storm the tables and they will occupy the tables by force. And this is what we have seen. Go to parliament now, full of young people, who otherwise would not have taken up those seats if they have not fought for it with themselves. Because people did not see their future. Leadership must see the future. I will die saying so. Leadership must see the future. And there are still people who are saying, no, let us not go into the future. Let us go in the past. We must talk about the past all the time. The past are lessons. But let me hear what this person is saying. A strategic leader always comes from the future and it takes you back to the future from the present. Very important statement. The leader goes to the future alone. Are we together? Thousands of miles. He goes in the future 50 years from now and then come back from that future and tells you that I was in the future, my friend. And in the future, I saw 1, 2, 3, 4. Please come. Let's go to the future. That's what leadership is all about. Some of our leaders don't see the future. And this is the danger I see even for the young politicians and young leaders. Do they go into the future? And now must prepare for the future. It's all I can say. Even those young members of parliament, I am yet to hear them. They are right at the beginning. I will not blame them for now. They are at the beginning. Across the board, I don't care who belongs where. But I want to hear the language of the future. What is the future going to look like 50 years from now? In terms of our food and agriculture, in terms of our roads infrastructure, in terms of our education and children birth and childbirth and child rearing, in terms of our natural resources, like now the fisheries and environment, this tourism industry, mining. What is the future going to look like? It requires someone to go into that future, come back to the present, and take us back in that future. Very important. This is what people have seen. And Sam Nujoma, by the way, may his soul rest in peace. What did he tell us about Vision 2030? Nobody talks about Vision 2030 anymore. But are we going to be in 2030 sometime? Is there such a thing as 2030? Yes, we will be there. Being there as what? As beggars? As people who are still relying on international community to give us money? As people qualifying and they have no jobs? As a country with single narrow roads? As a country with natural resources that are not benefiting the people to the extent that they should? What is this in 2030? It's dead? Maybe. Somebody can call in the air and tell us the different story. But this is what we see. Ordinary citizens like myself. So what we want, my dear friends, those of you who are listening, those who are aspiring to become councillors, those political parties who think you have the best candidates to become councillors, teach your people now. Identify your people now. Teach them now to become the best representatives of your political parties. Otherwise, you don't want dead woods to be regional councillors or local councillors. We have seen that. I come from the church fraternity and I saw it. I was just speaking to my friend Pastor Laban this morning and he made a statement which I agree with, that some of the influences of the church leaders of the past have died with certain people. Yes, if you look at Bishop Awala, for instance, of the Lutheran Church, may his soul rest in peace. That's a giant, that one. That was a man, the moment, a leader of the Lutheran Church in those ages, a man, but a human being. Indeed, he was, but he had a vision. He prepared nobody else other than Bishop Dumeni. And Bishop Dumeni took the trouble as much as he could to exhibit the leadership quality of Awala. And he did. And two, he tried as much as he can to identify young people, send them to school. Some of them got to masters and PhDs and so on and so on. But the quality. James Kaulumba is the same. Bishop Haushiku is the same. Now I'm just illustrating these matters to give you the picture. When I look at you, I expect you to be better than your bishop. Yeah, you go in the local community and you become a man of prayer. Maybe you just go into your knees and you say, I will build this church with my prayers. And God will answer your prayers. And thereafter we will say, who is a leader here? Okay. So this is what we are trying to say, that we need leaders who can go into the future, come back the present, take people back in the future that they have seen. This is the future I have seen. It pains me when we are not talking Vision 2030 anymore. Yeah, there was an intention by Dr. Hage Geingob, Harambe Prosperity Plan. I don't know what's happening to it or what has happened to it. Can we have evaluation that this is what we have done? The man has ideas, but the people he worked with, could they implement the ideas of your leaders and put them in action? So that at the end of the day, you can also dream your own things. Okay? So these are some of the things we are talking about. We don't want to talk things from far. Let us talk the real things and critique ourselves. Okay? Now, the leadership, this leadership adventure starts with a vision, something you saw, and evolves to defining the strategic issues that must be mastered to achieve that vision. The next step is the development of long-range goals that address the strategic issues, which provide decision-making and budgetary focus for the successful implementation of these goals. I mentioned all those things already. Leaving from the one annual budget to another and from one meeting to the next condemns your community and its future to the happenstance and to the type of thinking and befuddles national governance policy. For this reason, polls show overwhelming majority of citizens want important issues affecting their lives to be decided at a local level. Local level. People want something that happens to Ohambungu or Omakango. You want something that happens in that village. Now we say, oh, if you want something is better, you must go to Oshakati or you must go to Enana. Why not in your village? When this development comes, all the homesteads must be uprooted. You must go to a different village. We are putting a town here. Development has nothing to do with removing people. Let people remain in their places and develop there. This is what development is all about. And the councillors are always happy when you have all of these mushrooming of towns and the village councils and the homesteads are removed and so on. Why do we have to remove people? We don't have to. We remove people when it's necessary, maybe for industrialization, but not just to build, to remove houses, to remove traditional homes, only to put up these modern, so-called modern houses. Why? Why do you do that? Why don't the person himself doesn't do that in their own fields so that people can live in those communities? Sometimes family can live in one roof. So this is one thing I keep on saying, that people want their needs to be dealt with at the home level, and they expect leadership, sound thinking, decisive action, and accountability for results. And now, the second habit I will just talk about, I would like us to interpret it quickly, and then I will come to second habit. Yeah. Okay. In that path, that fatu lahiye po hupi mangina tu anjo mito ko adeng. Kucha no ko ayenda tu limana mo studio. Kucha o si imashi sho hashi ukashike ko ke wiriko. On wiriki. Ono hanigo hai tapo ini mipe, oyo kwali he no kuya ponale. Oya ike he tap. Ye takele lo ini ma ya ikidiru hai uya po yo yi, e ikufe po, yi hakale po vati, unwiriko. O tapumbu walu menu, no vakainu, me community detu, hava e tapo ini mipe, ina e tapo nale. Hano tahiti, e wiriko, is to make things happen that might not have happened. O ini maayo, toshi etapo na ana kucha, pima papa pumbwa kwe toshi imashi papa. Shike, toshi mono toshi etapo. Ndosho na ana shiti. Ya, owe to kelele ni mai ya pumbwa. Oku kelelo. Yo haini mbane, ndoi. Onde kuposhi opaere wa iti. Owe aleri wa Afrika, wa manguru la Afrika, nando kumbu anune wetoku. Owe nangwe shiva mwenesha pumbwa kuningwa. Vove na shiva mwenesha pumbwa kukufapu. Vamona shike, vamono katongo tongo, no ukoloni, ne nonjolola yopa ukwa ngwa kwa nutayoro rawon laulo ontiriane. Vota ati no, natu ningeisha. Vota ningo shi imasho. Lwe pangelone erinyo tati, cho shi imasho ya shi ningwa, shashu shi nekucha, anma vava ikirila haa limona wa mo sistema, alusho hache kini mihi ningwa. Unmu waika, halimo shi imamo, kuno kukalaike ta cho shi imasho ya shi ningwa. Vavane te itavela mini mahai ningwa, se tu ninge nyaiki, shashini mo hai ningwa. Itolombwile nge kucho shimi ya shini ningwa. epangelo katongo tongo kako ile itavela kucha ovala ulo ta duru kuloringa ovala ulo ta duru kulonganeka mengudu nga asibyalonganeka mengudu mushe de africa mali engudu do african national congress ANC ne pen african congress ne ne communist party engudu do ko dinera kano almost rimarike kuko njera emangulu ko katongo tongo kajepo nukolo njepo me se de africa okucha me angola omwali na tango tashiti o mpela o fenela o unita engu dadi so doko ingodini ya elandula fanuri mwali ke kucho vahala o portugal ijemu ma angola ova angola veli pangere kubo veni nande ni naka kalavena oma kwa tafano ni alai ova nwenya kutuwe alai o ilongo inyai o iyambi didi vamu waka shapotwa kusoviete vamu waka shapotwa kova uningini nova uningini nova nevai genge tashu ya mbili ngoku popyo shichasho vanu va ilela monjo konona ndeno mo paifo va ingo havona na te kukufa ko kuloyonga nupu ovo vanu venya va itavela lela moka tongo tongo nando va faveka kufapa ya okay osho ndeshi popya ne Haiti engu dunande ne ha dishe daka pangela ko ingo dina elaka no nande kalisi methodo no ambidi za okay shiva mwaveke ya me Zambia mumwalinge yunipi dotate kulukaunda mwinyamo ANCO do luturingo no tam no Oliver Tambo no Sisulu no Mandela uto ya kumona hapa omo angolo netongo topopi no Roberto no Savimbini fimbolo inimearike tame komangi na shikeli dongo ulapo makachopo ya ove me Zambia muto tongo tate kulukaunda ne mo Zimbabwe mo topo pingo ezanu ezapune ezanu nosike do tate kulumugabe no Joshua Nkomongo no ashamaningo bamubali mono akwangereka ngo mongo akala veli ngo motaningo ini mayo imwe nandi ne ifara kwa ya no so me Namibia mo muna no South West Africa National Union no siwanu yongo no swapo dengo de konjol mangulo ko nandi nadi kala me wili mwe ilo dinge ini mafafana o madira dilo adokwa ya mwa ekahike kumangura Namibia tadiri kwa nika ashamane novo nevo tate kuluna uyo mane. Ya no ashamane nevo kodo nguidi varipo nga hano ashamane vo kerina varipo. Ya no tate kuluna mani atoivu. Ama avesho hatu tine ovae telepo shima osho kwali itashiduru okwe etapu. Undi teko tu. Vae etapo shima osho kwali itatuduru okwe etapu. Paife shina tupu mwanu etepu ini maayo. Oyo yetu aponale. Oyo yapwa. Paifu hatu tungila hike kuvo. Toyane mo constituency yende peta poshima osho parita shiduru kwa papo ana ngongo tengwa yo shima sho ihashini ngwa osho onyo shuri iha wita veli ni mamanga yo shimi na shini ngwa shasho ve mo future ve wadim o ve usheshi wahara kuninga otohala no vano atave tapo ini mi oyo ya pumbo kwa etapo ndengengi nave etapo kapenari ute etapo umwedidi no kukelelo inimawe apumbo kujapo ihewi evali nandi chotu nuno na vunya unyasha tano malodu tani kwa luku hodi shima shiyosho shapumbo kujapo wabandu heni ilonga shima shiyosho shapumbo kujapo wabandu talongi fed drugs shima shi shapumbo kujapo hombo taditeka moshuwa no shuwa natashinyono ukapaji shima shiyosho shapumbo kujapo oluhepo shima shi shapumbo kujapo okuheno ikuria oshini mashi shapungo kujapo okuhenu njoloele oipangelo ilipongo yoka inamitivo anuwa tahwelo ikomitipo nile okulongo healthy lifestyle oshini mashi osho shapungo kujapo otapungo anu maele ova mava vena neo entunge kucha amo ntala ne ente tepo shi mashi sho oshini atasidipo shi anu ovo veneveli ne nga hovo osho neo nshamano utetrombwelo watresha pa kucho otapungo anu tave tapini nimeipe oyo no leadership no vacho leadership hakukala ike washikulu wako wanu ndiro kukala una oshira la kanini mashafa afana ove uno kukwafela o madiladino vanu tahala ngo numba ndala ngo numba onda hala vo vatrue miilonga yole lando ponere yoku halo shimo shima toka kushinalela ponere yoku chonde shiala shima kai kushinalela oshoyo okutula omamoniko enjodi moru edit onjo jonjo jahike oru edit oru edit ini mane jemo mi didimbe yuye mo ndidi ha ulombo ngela bani mashikele on didimbo si mashidiri on didjo si mashoven
on didimbe ito dun hono kutiro on didimbe on didimbo tilon nuinya adi fure kitwa kon didimbo ngengo kuwe ngengo kwe watelelo nita joko ndumono didimbo amba dukako fa dukapo manga shasho nye mweno pote on didimbe ka unashironga no dego on didimbe ka uchandi andi dego on didimbe na noguli on didiwoven pahali ni mataidime vishina tayama tayamo mo reality ngasi nemo shingiri shanda po chape chape ipeno shima hachi famo vision 2030 Tayi pa kon kokod. Okay? Eka si popia fe mbori popia ovision. I Oi popine va do si mata si tin. O pena o o si kesi. O quali to fulida si pi kai na kona sha no ceremony fi kon mana nge pa. Mo si pundi. Mm. Na sha no va mo fi kuta na nge polo fi kuta ulike ku cha mo lida. Mm. E li do dana nge ko kulino ofika yo kwa jala na wa yo tapo pipo mbaga. Keshi kuche fikule nake koli mwarika asike, ilongo upote ya. Ya, fikule nake koli mwarika, ilonga upote ya. Ilonga shane, ye ya. Uwete ke shanu taatin kwetwe. Kwa ingote ya noke nake kolo heku inya kwa itu shototi. Ya, hame hame ndemu ifana kukaya. Kwa tame kata nyengba neki ilonga kao. Hatame kene tapanu mangwata. Ute kondisi. Ya, hatu, 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 hatu. Konjifano uvaliri wetu. Vopa rigini. Novo pa kanshe, novo pa lokoro. Vakale vena omaele vaturi ni mamironga kucha o vanu na veri ufeko milandu odo hade ta olida shipikarino shironga o milandu ne wotete o mahandi mpeno mitoshono shuanandi shimangululemo shidenge ngodi ndati dila ove to ekitinga strategically to dila ove to katuka pankalu wa strategy ushinana kucha Singwa ikacha pe, shonumbo shacha. Kwa olida ne, olida yu hala ne, teto popinga oka. O shiringo muru yu wae mwenye, toti nda hala nga papi yonumba, nda hala nga papi yonumba. Toti ne, olu tu, ogawa ningi bodi ne, yo takuti ne. Kaku shaiko kuningilo anu inima, cheni. Mm-mm. O kukutalo mahalova kwa shwana, apamba, onaku iwa yo shwanasho. Heno inimo inoku ningwa mo paife noku kwafe mwedo paife. Malo peno matokoro amwe pa aningi paafa malo kuno ifekite monaku iwa. Monaku uo unane kukalunji monana kucha. Ino tulo mbwelege kucha. Uno nina dalari na alongi firwa family planning. Amine icha neyo shu inashi ningwa hami ngongi washo. Ho icha asikeshi tolongu uno nini miringa ho. Me dulo milongo nano diriko meshondisho mungo wali. Utare kuchoshi imasho tasike tamo o ifekita iringa ipi. Ilo ushuwe teike paife. Na to ala no hamoni ni maike paife ndeta kanangala ano hamoni ni mapaife ovashimo valai onde va mwene ameshi mongere ko ndalonga onu mwete ana te apo no madira dilo blokoto nde singwe kupo madira dilo kwa yasho o weto madira dilo ashike ndete paife waya eshi to kasha ala no ife kite ovauke onu ke poad va mwende va manango Vani ngangwe ini mapurukutu purukutu. Ta ime ndaka ta tondoka. Nde singoshi ima shapwa. Fu! Pongo vee rivari yoko. Ani hakarave na konasha no efekte. Pa hivyo si ima shi itapo shinana no efekte. Malo efekte ini imona. Ifi mbogo itapurukuti na mona ngoshi ima shi itashi eto efekte. Uno ukalalu se walungama. Mo future. Umalo to otakutine na atalo future. Nde itashi wanifapona na kucho. Sha pumbwa. Challenge doshu wana di addressingwe. Kupitila mewili kuhali ningo matokolo ya nokukufa e goulu di ateiningwe tuhango marala kamietu. Ye tafatula neto ati olidayo ili strategiki aluseva cho hai uhayu ya hai mofiucho, tai mofiucho tai ya anomo na kuiwa desha ya anomo na kuiwa amo tai motastadingo na kuiwa kwa ya neko kule ngawaya nando ke dolomilongo nano kujabefi Tatiye shingwa tukafika kwenye maedulo milongo nano kujamu 2025 hama. 2025 hama. 2035 hama milongo. 45 hama milongo mbari. 55 hama milongo nato. 65 hama milongo ne 75. Te tutala neko 2075. Tadi kone ti ipula. Kwa 75 hama kwa tiko na wiliki avata. Ka findiki lava kwa ofi yopo 2045 hama. Orie. Shashwe tenga shamo. Kwa 2045 fami tandi kwa hali ndika nige kusha. Ndakulupa. Ngao ndakulupa. Shawamo nondito ningisha paife. kuna hito kani ngako 2045 haike manna po ekipuntien. Nyonyo ilonga eni paif. Wote konto. So tunana anube feta konjire ki inima vapitiri la medola. Omoroshye. Ina alonga ki do future, ma future kavarim. Nga iti itangula, ayitongkum. Kucha, anu na alonga, manga pene simpo. Hato simpingo nome impi lomu nyandisi. Longa manga. Ofi kuina uwe. Shashufi kusha weya. Work for the night's coming. Shashufi kusha weya. Ito duro aliku longa shakaya. Ufi kuhapu ne. Fikuli mudu, fikuli mugulupi. Ya, fikuli mwe. Eseka msensho da senja. Fikuli mwe nyashina halati. Teku pia neke. Shingoto kacha nga. Wote kupia neke. Shingoto kacha. Shashote mama neke. Shita pia neke. Mosha fwefu liku tushiwe te ikesha. A nyashavani ngamu. Pa ife pangelolo yeni. Siyo la turu wako shipu ndi nungu duye mburu. Do voka kwa ivale mburu. Oshikeshe wa tulifa mwene mburu. Nongelo kwa ipuikineshi ompestende wa South Africa. Aya kwa Washington. Inilonge kidano. Tapopia hike pinyawa na kushu nifa kuchoko. Yako shirongo shana. Nishino kuli na kuchoko kata lako shikenge no kwa kaila hike mburu. Ya. Otahalongo nujupa ifo tacha. Ngududinya papa. Pampapa shirongo shete ngududinyo dapitiko. Uno nove vate ndere ngete. Nuna? Eu atendi net tabeta po ye fe fande tabeta pon konto esir ye oyen si ote kali mo jo si pepe po fingo pa ifo ya ko si pun na ke ne ngudu dembulu o marriage of convenience ne ha itongwa with the condition o she shi na ya mo future ba talu no na kucha u no na ba to kweta pa va fanga ve no nga ma numba eh na tu balonge ki den inda mo future de talu kamo Deto ya ulonge kide obanu vaenave mofi uchama. Tuende ne tokufako. Vamwe findikile niwa kwe nipo 2035. Vamwe findikile niwa kwe niko 2045. Vamwe tankalunge kidamuka eno oko shashoko sitati kwa hati. Ngasama itiko 45 Ohandi ikondi ne dula ominyongo mwesha. Ndakulupa. Kujaika hapa. Shapo handi mfindikile po 35 pamu. 10 years from now. Ndo kuja hapo nguetari, ndina kwe ngono nukutondoka kule kuloko. Ndo tunasikuwa nguetu, itayi nandemo fiucha watayi kucha. Paife nga singa, handi mtulana ndo mshikula, ndala vamwe mkale mshikucha. Tamwi, mo 35 ya kani mshikucha, onyewe ne muli koko. Ameke 45 ya kuitandiko tu nande, shashon takulupa, ile ndise. Mwede kutu ndise, opangele kanopo. Ndo tuneka nguetu, itaduru kuya kwa fiucha, veva longe kidu anu, veva tali kwa fiucha. Oma tokolo hani, ngoma tumakano. Haka affecting it. Gasek Colombo is in a couple and see pay and get a so we handing proper evaluation. Get not any fat to leg him when a good child and get book. Sash before to make a marry matter with dike. Man quite talk of come back. I don't be the wrong fish. Why? Sajoka no kajango mo washit. Yeta te kuluzo motifa na mo va mocho. O si vambuve. Si vambu no naike. No venya mo ndi vadule. O si vambu no naike. Peife si vambu e kwete kome so un konto esis. Ajango mo yensi. Senta ngaipi. Wote koto. Tulongeni. O kansela. Tulongeni. No valeria mo shahik. Tulongeni. Muri mo ikondo iridi. Kucho epa ngere ilo pashi wana. Tulongeni. Nde hatu yeni mo future, nde hatu alu keni, pili mu nona, tuwafale niko future. Ina ningo matokolo, taetelo future shiponga. Popongo ndafika mapo ito, o future tu, o taetelo shiponga. To indemeja, shashono kutokole kwa watata, malem, watemeja future nga, malemo te kuwe denana. Pa ife sito wedbanga ho, etokolo loyo lo, wala uche malema keli no kwe wala kakalontumba mumbo tanigishiki. Obo miuntata. Tuno kulunga meni miringa, onu aduru kutatawa inda, aduru kutatawa no kangolo, onu atuwa no kangolo nga. Tanyota, wanwa meseka vuditeko kucha, kunu mtanyota anoko. Sono shiponga shondishi? Ya. Ndiyete muteko nefiyo baba? No hande anje ngano mito, kunye, mutumbleza. Ndatip, mpito njoka kume, Samuel, mpito njoka tamkheza poka mbako, No tam trombo ene kucha onda hapo ne leadership yovo what are your views onda tongi icho inji
yeah Yeah, you have spoke a lot about leadership, and honestly, Bishop, for now, I'm someone who is very scared. I'm someone who is in the fear of our leadership currently. And why am I saying this? Our leaders, the people that are representing us, or the parties are giving us to represent us, I don't know where they are coming from in terms of where do these people stay? With whom do these people socialize? Where do they fellowship? Where do they go for encouragements or mentorship and all that, or where they maybe seek for all those things? Because we are in the era of leaders that are just looking forward the payslip for the bread. They are not coming in the leadership with a heart of serving. And one thing that is also failing us are the people that are putting these leaders to those positions. Maybe the parties that are saying, oh, let's take Samuel to go represent us, without looking at the criteria, qualities, to say, is Samuel capable? Is Samuel knowledgeable? Is Samuel literate? We need people that are literate. We don't need people to represent us that are not literate. You spoke about Ongwediva constituency, which is full of literate people. Imagine if you put someone there who is not wise, who is not knowledgeable, someone who has no even idea of a village called or Mpanda or Ambungu or Efa Dukadona. Imagine now, and you are bringing this person into leadership. When is this person starting visiting those? Or maybe will start, or she will start visiting those areas or those villages when he's or when he is on the leadership, or I don't know. So now I'm scared of this coming leadership. I'm just scared. But you have explained a lot about the qualities, and this is what most of us, the youth, are looking forward to. We need people that are passive and actively. We want to see your ideas, and after your ideas, we want to see you in action, so that we'll believe and able also to help you, because you are not leading alone. Because as you mentioned, a leader is someone who come and set up, not someone who just come up in a Mercedes-Benz and everything is set up already. But a leader should be there first,
yeah,
to also show and lead by example, to say, this is how we are doing things.
Very interesting. So, a leader must set up the stage.
Yeah,
a leader must set the stage.
Yeah.
A leader must not come to the stage that is set up already by someone, but he must show us how to set up the stage.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. You mentioned about leaders who are not. And this is a challenge, really. We have to challenge each other. And when I am reading these things and pedagogically explaining these things, I'm also challenging myself. You see, as a leader in my little corner, I'm challenging myself. Why am I in the leadership? The temptation is bread battered on both sides. Njema, kembinga, adiche, dena pangoto kwa takuete potoli ngone, ndenge wa sopano komilo. So no problem, this is the problem you are mentioning, that there is a difference. As a community member, you think some leaders are so much into what they benefit. Because there will always be benefit that comes with leadership. Government make sure these people are well taken care of, in terms of salary, in terms of transportation, in terms of communication, in terms of things. They can reach out to people who can call them anytime, they can call you anytime. They have enough data. They don't struggle with super away and so on. They make sure they can call you at any time. You can call them at any time. They can reach you at any time. They have transportation. But when some people see this, to them, that is a personal achievement. And a temptation, as we say in the church, is to think ndesi hanga nonda wana ndapu manga polo satati ame inandisi hanga inandua nandapu anisilo tokele ndisi kwati. The job is never finished. It's just like marriage. Marriage work is never finished. You are always working 24/7. Don't even take a break. Some people think you go on sabbatical leave. I'm tired of my wife. I'm going to rest. You don't get tired of your wife. You stay there 24/7. Samuel, ototinga ipeko muto pia ne wiriko no malelo. Sato chuma malelo hakupata commission body. Commission ayo pongwe de mafatu roa mwiriyo. Malelo body vacho kueta pini. Koyo pali hepo. Ndeto kelele ni mali no kukala pende to cheshi na shuya pali oshi. No so no so in damuta.
Yalo o da pandola o ta purikina siapu bishop ya omleli na kalenga lipi melelo ya o nda jako stoporwa shangwena o nda jako korijina ya ngwena ya wapopsa ne kucho mleli na kale na ngonjo difaneko o onle kanselatru ango mosikanjo hololo nde inakala ikeli monlando ungo simange na ichene nande o siwapa enenwa mosikanjo hololo sa hangwena o mahupirwe nande etale lipungule nando meva ya ndonge ike o planayo ya tulirwe pofilo o unete ya komleli te ya puita tula apuari nando kuline kucha ae pe ifende sipa kupane tale lo meva he amene ikupe mpone nande tale momu ngenge efunja talia momu pungulwe nandesi o koni manando ye mwedidiri mbali ye otakukalaneta kupatesi o keshe umbo talipewane nandesi dili onlongo ilo aye o napa ningo fabrika yoku ninga o njema o ngenge tasia pefimbo ya panga situli pefimbo lo kutea o vanu va mweno kuli o tape wayo o mapse to kwa palonga o manua tuno manua lela ya asike o valeri va mwondi wote kucha no tava mangela siko va kwa shiwana o mamanya maju ya o kukufa o kutula iko va kwa shiwana mupsa kadzi amendiri apa mala itavata le mumbwe doshiwana. Uwa kwa shiwana taakufa na ichene na ndokuli. Uwa notava landifango veli kongelesha. O kwa shike pengeo vavo. Uwa na ngovo. Si tulinga hatulinga senyala inatulifaka. Itandidulu na ichene nga situneftola do desoprator. Oshike o makoloni mosoprito kuna nande o milongo natu nde o penango vanhu votavende tavalandifo vashindalongo setu seangola tavalandifo koloni rimwe ariko rine iko $10 ongenopo ndikupife umbo lange ondina kuyako makolonyo iya ndosi o valeri ne vetu otaakufo vanhu ngeno otaakufo vanhu momboloto momakanya vote vatelatele mupsakadzi ya o vanhu velipo matalatala ndifana ndokulipi mopopo neuendelo wovanhu ndovano taakufu apo pima tapatungwa inima nohoita eta sehumo komesho moshilongo inima ikeyo yebotrosto moshiwana setu inima ikeyo kunwa nokuhumifa komesho inima ikeyo kunwa inima ihapu ihapu ita etasha ndovanhu ovo vali ngongeno veli opo taveli monenesha emboloto nokufutila yongo ounona vavo o eskola ongeno ndiwete kucha o omleli hanomboli nakale nanangalipi ngasi nana totuhongo ndakala handi kupulikine nale ndo ndiuditengo kucha natango nge hatupikile kupulikina ndama handike heipulikine oshiwana sha Namibia otashipulikine novaleli otapulikine nde otunane kuninga natuningengalipi ngasi Petrusa tapula ovaho o esiba udifirwenjo vokucho kuja papa ife nato ningene ngalipi tuneke kuli dilulula ya nenamo hipula ne kucho ovaleli nesi hapuri kinenga ihaveli pula nande pulweli kucha nava ningene ngalipyo kuja apo singetava udungo siwana tasikeme ilo vanu tahonga atuonga fana ngonga so vanu tahongwa ngata apukululwa ihakala ngova krikinga kucha haya apane ilundulu lengo apane ichenga ya osini masikesho kucha haya amendili apa onu keudite nana kucho kulipo omoro vanu ndengengo vanu vokavepo nave kupo utapandula unene tutite kucha vahapu utapakufa mosale lalela.
Good. Let me now ask you that tipo. Imagine yourself as a regional councillor or a local authority councillor. Where will you start? Geno vene councillor ne. Wa nande hawa ngwede wane. Nando wanda ungilonga. Wanda ungilonga kukunya ne kufuka kui. Kumbinga inyawu kwa nyama kui. Ilo councillor ne wa kave. Constituency kunya kuno milonga kunya anu talondo muwato. How do you start? We imagine I talked about vision issues, yeah, the vision, but we have issues under the vision. We have long-term goals, yeah. Oiko shwa halashani ngwame community debt. What is it that we want to see happening in our communities? As a councillor. People will say you are too young, but for me, you are not. You are not young. You are mature enough to be a counselor.
Bishop, the first thing is to know the place and the people and their needs.
To know the place,
yeah,
the people,
yeah,
and their needs.
Yeah.
First thing, we call that situation analysis, isn't it?
Yeah.
You analyze the situation, you study, you research, you go to the communities and know them. When we say know the people. Wapopiege popo mumbu avalia tati nicho umane ko mumbu ese. Otu ende ngoto tati. Carry on.
Yes, so I have to do that research first. And yeah, and organize meetings where I call the community people and discuss about our development as one. I should not just come to them with a finished agenda to say, this is what I want to bring the community that you have never seated with them and discuss what are the really basic needs, but not wants. So because we need to concentrate first on the needs before we tackle the wants. So yeah. Then after that, I'll start implementing the needs. Maybe we need the community hall for the youth. So, and I think what a lot of, councillors are neglecting the youth in terms of bringing them development, in terms of building halls where the youth will be just maybe coming twice a month and discuss about their growth and all that.
Yeah, issues facing them. Very good. You spoke about the youth. I wanted to come to the question of youth. I will put it to both of you. Some youth are saying, I'm not going to vote for councillors. I don't vote for councillors. I don't know what you think about that and what message you think you have for the youth in terms of voting and allowing themselves to become candidates. You can be an independent candidate. You can lobby within your party to say, no, it is me in my constituency. My party, please put my name forth. It's my constituency, I know the people, this is situation. The problem now I see, especially in some of the parties, I don't want to mention names, there is no proper appointing representatives process. A person just sing louder. Just sing more loudly. In the church, we sing alive, alive, alive forever. I'm singing now louder than everyone else. Then people will say, oh, he's a good singer. He's a good comrade. Mm. Let us vote for him. That is the most dangerous thing you must do. Allow the community to nominate. Allow also people to present themselves. I am willing. Then tell us, why are you willing? Then you want to see if this person knows the constituents. They must start by describing the constituents. You can write a test. Abaveshiva hakuninge constituency mo patio eh, va hakuninge kansela do constituency mo ngwediva ilo mo shakati lopen. Obo ototi shange nyo test. Tulombwe lo constituency. Otoka monano hapu veheshi kucho constituency yo inano mikundanga. Oike wa hala kuninga kansela ndino tameka nalo kusitadinga okarita. Nde toipo karita ke constituency. Nandi anjomito mhanga kondeng. Welcome the caller.
Yes, good afternoon, Bishop Katenda.
Very good afternoon, sir.
How are you?
Fine, thank you yourself. We have 5 minutes or six.
Excuse me, sir?
Unu munu telela la hapu veri ngona ndi vatano hamanu rabu.
Oh, yeah, watate wangwe na ikusa mbire.
Ewa.
Thank you very much. Yes, the presentation was well informed. I'm very happy and for what is it that we can create so to solve some societal problem is something very interesting, especially when you were now mentioning about what is it that our message to ourselves and also to our youth, and that yes, there are many social problems in our community, in our constituency. Maybe if you work with the leadership structure there, and we now steer them up, like you mentioned that some of the youth are found wandering in places of, those places where they are perhaps playing, what is it? Cards.
Mm-hmm.
Where they are playing bass, and they seem to be living idle. So maybe the leadership that you are talking about, that they need to be more conscious, identifying, maybe working with, this civic engagement, working with the community. So I think they were able to move a lot of things. They were able to contribute to the economic development in Munadahari. So they are, because I understand even when you said yes, the forefathers, the forerunners who crafted up our constitution and all these structures, they did a good job. Yes, true, I agree with you. And you also acknowledge the liberation struggle, those stated, from different aspects. And especially when it comes to the liberation movement, like say SWAPO, for example, and so on. Let's say now SWAPO. When you look at our story, so it tells you that yes, the liberation movement that were recognized the nationally and all other things, even when they, incorporated major into the constitution. It is basically, you look at the SWAPO is cropping in there. But others, why do you think, Bishop Katenda, that others are not cropping in? Perhaps, you see, in that recognition, SWAPO was the sole recognized representative of the Namibian people, toward independence. Bishop Katenda, are we together?
Are we together? We are together, yes, I'm hearing you.
So I'm just concluding now that, yes, Perhaps what could be the why is it that
some parties are not recognized? Hmm.
So, and you see, even when you look at the constitutional principles, the values and all these norms adopted into constitution, you see that SWAPO principle and all this constitution and other things we are up coming in there. I understand that, yes, of course, all of them, they played their role. All those UN and all these international ones. But then, when it comes to the domestic, in the national politics, so you discover that it's only SWAPO that is teaching there. So what, why not others? So maybe again, the conclusion is that we just need to engage more in the civic education to mobilize our youth, our young ones, and say that the kind of leadership that we have, is it servant leadership, conscious one that you are talking about? Oh, which one? And how do we then now ourselves? Because we are also leaders.
Yes.
Even though we are subject to the authority, we are also leaders.
Sure.
So in our own leadership corner there, what are we doing? Are we doing enough?
Thank you.
To symbolize those kind of leadership qualities that you are talking about. Thank you very much for giving me an opportunity.
Thank you, sir.
God bless.
That is Uncle Bernadette, who will always leave you with a question. It's now about SWAPO and the other parties that or other stakeholders. But that's not our cup of tea for today. 083-288-401 is the number in studio if you may want to call in and have your views, disagree or agree with us. 083-288-401 is the number in studio. If you do so now, I will give you the opportunity and the air to have your views. Tate Samuel, ontari nenda prahera o moshingiri sampano kuchago njuko tati nitaka kogorola. Shashianu akaeshoma wana wako kansira. Pena ya mwihapo pinganga. Nga onde mulo mbwira kucha. Onda kogora rotango, mumilongo mgoi no mgoi. Ndeta ndi kogora ngo kansira. Nda kogora nga, nda kogora nendi, ndi ipakamo. Shashi pepe manguru kompea nesu ina mvarwa. Nga onde wete konda indakara kukogora. Nani anu antu ya kukua ya tukogora shona. Ya, onda indakara ne kukogora. Mumilongo mgoi na nendi fikia mkwa tinatangu ino fika. Oh, onta into vitu digo ne. Onta kafika ne momilongo ngo ina ketatu. Ya momilongo ngo ina kamano ngaro ampano panga ndafiki. Ya ngo ino ngo inda kogora ne. Ndo kansero nda kogora. Tandika longe la kodibo. Onta kogora kansero. Simonjo niri moshikanjo kono shikango. Tolongo na kansero na mbinga. Onta kogora ne. Un presidente ni John Tumbago Pashiwana. No kansero. Tatulongo ne na tango. Tandia ne. Mo venduka ne mo 2000 mo apehenga ne po ndakugo ranga ne 2009 sigo paif rekugo rano kansera no makugo ronge omanene paife agunjuka na kugorora ningi na kugorora yo na kugororwe nga etumwa akarini shasha agunjuka ngero ya mwinara ya yone a radio tamu yapo maere gachangini kombinga yakunjuko maere gapa kuruntunga ya shashonda tingero wathigipo antu yamwe otakaza kwata matoka ndeta ekuno kazi kuri mwopo yapita posho ngashi teti ONC yaturara muzigo ko kawiri ka kunjuka yao yote iturame kwa tasano ne pangero jomburosho. Yeli mwada yu vitu uzigu shasho wafa watu laku tashiti mo history kashiri nawa. Nande pa untungi kakashinu uzigu monjo kono ni nashika nashiri nawa. Otepo psa ori eriti. Kucha ANC paife keri kwa nyanyo kwa hono shu tarongere kumono Stenhouse no Helen zirembe hapo psa shahara. Ashikuwe tarongo nao kena kena agunjuka yente teko njire. Ya natu ngeni gini agunjuka yanyo inanga onkondo ndishi mbela. Nengo gini. Toti gini.
Yes, Bishop, tangi uneneke pulweli. Ndahala shike kulombwe la vanyasha kucha o shafimana o kuholola. Ya, o se uvanyasa na vakalebe uditeko kucha osinakuwa nifuwa shavo soku tulayo ovaleli kosipundi. Ya vota valongwa nene kota mangolo silongo. Upsa kadi e kota mangolo silongo o katolisi.
O shashingengo wakarane kushe kota mangolo silongo. Ngaho wafonmehe shikulongifo kambo koshe utoshe.
Yes.
Ngengo wamono tuwa ino madidiriko. Otoni ngaipi? Owe kushikulesha. Ngengo wamono madidiriko maimo silongo wefina mangu kulisha. Topi tireveni? Ndakomesha.
Sonana, shashi o... Opondiche wapumbwa kulongwa eko tamango, ilo vovashive eko tamango lo silongo. Opo vamo ne muno ngoo kuchamboli. Osafimana okuholola ongo mnyasa. Osafimana ilo osilio sinakuwa nifwa. Osae opo adule okutula ovaleli wetu kosipundi ilo mleli kosipundi ongo taholoru wapo. Wapumbwa ike kudifwa kone udekwe likucha o... Osinaku wanifuwa shavo, vo na wakalewe seko tamangolo silongo. Ya upsakadi na tuwala ne kulesha, mu kese tupa mwaturi yangi na tuwala kulesha, kukulesha okongo kwa fimana, nota kutupengo onjo difaneko ilinawa.
Dila la kulone. So, ndatipo, youth must be elected, and they must be voted for, but they must also vote. Nenge na vote inga la yota mwene ina ya mumu ndabo.
I'm someone who strongly believe in the youth because the future is for the youth. And yes, I'm someone who is advocating for the youth to be recognized in leadership because these are the people that are going to experience the future. Imagine now if you are putting a youth into leadership. That youth, if it's a capable youth, will not allow to do anything, sorry for using this word, anything stupid, mm-hmm. because it's you that you are going to sit on the future. Now, if you are preparing your future unfaithfully or unjustly, you'll be in a hot ash in the future. So I'm saying we should groom, equip the youth, the people now that are in our elders now in leadership or not in leadership. We should always have that zeal of grooming the youth and build them and mold them so that we'll have impactful youth in future. And I'm also calling the youth to participate in elections. They should vote because you cannot just be home screaming, you want change. And you are not doing it actively. Now, where will you get that change? If you are saying, no, because the people are not behaving, the leadership is not doing just and all that, where will you get now the leader? Because it's obvious we need to a Namibia that is in leadership. So if you don't have leadership, things won't go well. Because it's something that is in nature. Even as Bible scholars, from the beginning of the Bible, when God created Adam and Eve, there was leadership in the garden there. Adam was leading. So there should be always leadership. And if we want change, we should go in numbers and vote for change.
Yeah.
And we should vote a person that is worthy of that position and someone that you can tell that yes, this person can hold this office.
Yeah, thank you. We have come to the end of our program. I will give you a chance to speak your last sentence. Yeah, for me, the youth have the key to the future because they will be active participants, as you have said, in that future. It's not the elders who will be in that future. Perhaps what the elders could do is to take the leaders, the youth, into the future. For a moment, let's go into the future. What is in the future? Show them what is in the future. Then possibilities of things that may be in the future. Like now, the future is going to be informational.
is going to be in instant communication. It's going to be worse than what we have now. The future is going to be robotic. Things will be done by machines rather than by people. Are we ready for such a future? Are we ready for such a future? Yeah. Information communication technology is very serious in the modern age. Are our people able to be in the future? I always say, when my grandparents, our grandparents at our village, for instance, didn't see the future, when people like the Reverend Petrus Nandi was teaching children, let children come to school, allow children come to school. Our so-called African men, no. We have always done it this way. We are not going to allow them to go to school. Now we have to interpret for these people all the time. They don't know what is TikTok. They don't know what is WhatsApp. They don't know what is Facebook. Very funny enough, you'll find even some pastors say, I don't know how to use the WhatsApp. I don't even know what is email. They wouldn't know because they were not prepared for the future. Their parents were not in the future. They were just in the now and in the present. So, youth, the ball is in your hand. Be the agent of the change, that change that you want to see. With that being said and done, Samuel, Matumuravari, something I, and then hello, then I'm done.
Yalo, esi ne hatu apeku nilwa panda hala kupandula o amendi anje findile molangenga hako vanyasa kucha o vanyasa obo valeli woko mongula ungena tukufeni ombinga momalelo o opotudule okukahanga efikilo.
Ngunene. Ndatipo?
Yes, I'm just calling all the youth into leadership. Let's come into leadership so that we'll tackle all the challenges because our future is waiting for us.
And with that being said, it's now over to you listeners, and we are out. Conrad Adenauer Foundation, regional and local authorities, preparedness.
The Regional and Local Authorities Program was proudly brought to you by Conrad Adenauer Stiftung Namibia.
Audio mnangeshefa nwahara kushivitha oma akuro yo kupitira mohorike radio station yo Eagle FM. Enya mkuro olongaha. Ningi kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahe tatu natu, bali ohe tatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So, not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.7.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.